Yo, what's up? What's up? Welcome, people. How are you? Welcome to another episode of Wahala Wednesdays. You know, a little mace throwback, a little welcome back music because it's been a while. I've missed you guys, though. How are you? How was your day? How was your Wednesday going? Hopefully, it's not too Wahala-ful, if that's the word. What's going on, people? It's good to be back. Thanks for the emails and the behind-the-scenes calling out of where is Wahala Wednesdays. You can always count on Africans and Friends of Africa to make people accountable. I appreciate that. So, as you guys may or may not have known, I've been gone for a second, but that's because of school. But now it's the summer, and we're back. Today, what are we talking about? We are talking about an issue that I hold close to my heart. Money. Owo, dinero, moolah, that green stuff, right? Today we're talking about money, and we're talking about how to have some and not be poor, how to be financially independent. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. It's just that I've been doing research because that is a goal of mine, to be financially independent. I don't want to rely on my mom or my dad or anybody for money. So this has been a personal goal of mine. This is a personal goal of mine. So I'm sharing it because I know some of you out there, I've talked with a bunch of you about the importance of having money. Now, like, without taking too much time, let's just talk about it. How does money affect us? You walk into the mall, you want to buy something, you can't get it because you don't have that much money. Or you want to go on a trip with your friends and it comes down to whether you'd be able to afford it. And it's difficult because if you can't, you know, you're not going to be irresponsible. You're not going to go on the trip if you know you don't have the money for it. So, and then even if you think about it for the future, you know, your kids want to go to an Ivy League school. Thank God they got into this amazing, amazing school. And not even Ivy League. It could be any school. And it's just like, it comes down to you having to tell them no because you can't afford it. God forbid, yo, but we don't want to be in that situation at all. So it's important that we talk about how to make sure we have money, right? What if you, and then what if you want to run for political office in Africa? You know that stuff isn't free. You have to throw down a really big campaign. And it's not even just Africa. Look at how much money Obama threw down for his, or at least was able to raise for his campaign. We have big dreams, my friends. Big, big dreams. And we need money. It's just a fact of life. Shit. Have you guys seen Don't Jealous Me? If you haven't seen it, go see it. You'll understand the shit. All right? Anyway, money. Let's get down to it. Number one, we have to make sure that we're saving our money. Make sure that you're putting money away in the bank, in cookie jars and piggy banks, whatever. Just save some money. It's really important because we give, it's amazing, like, the little things that we give money for, and that it's kind of like we don't pay ourselves back. Saving money is paying yourself back, giving yourself a little bit for a rainy day. One thing that I've done is opened up an online savings account at ING Direct. I think I started off with, like, $5, and I just transferred money in there, and I've been doing it for a couple months now. And the thing is, it pays you 1.5% in interest every month, compounded every month. So $5, of course, you're only going to be making pennies. But imagine if you continue to put a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, at the end of the year, you have $100. In 2 years, you have, like, hopefully by then, you have, like, $500. And, you know, let the money continue to compound. You'll keep making interest off your interest off your interest. And, you know, after a while, you have a nice little cushion for emergency situations, for whatever you want to do. If you want to take a trip, you just need to get out of here. You know, you'll have a little bit of a cushion. Save your money. Automate it. Do the ING Direct. There are other accounts out there, but I use ING because I heard it's the best, personally. You might know better. If you do, put it in the comments section. Let people know. This is information we gotta share. We can't keep it to ourselves. Number two, you should make sure you know how you're spending your money. I tracked my money for 30 days. It was, I've been reading these financial books. It says track your money. I tracked my money for 30 days, found out that I was losing almost $200, well, about $150 to just take out food. Food. Think something I can make in my own house. I was purchasing it outside and it was costing me a lot of money. Don't be ignorant. And by ignorant, I mean not having knowledge about where your money goes. Don't do that. Try to make sure that you know where your money is going. And the only way you can do that is by tracking it. Tracking your money will change your life, I'm telling you. My habits have totally changed now that I know how I'm spending my money. And finally, set up a budget. This I know. The word budget is even painful for me to say, don't worry. But my friend, we have to budget for today so we can do well in the future. A lot of these books and a lot of these gurus say, you know, put 50% aside for your bills. Put 20% aside for your savings and 30% aside for the things that you want, like, you know, fun stuff. And that's cool. If you could do that, go ahead. I changed my budget up a little bit, and I do 60% for my bills, 10% for God, tithes, 10% for savings, and 20% for fun stuff. And it's been working out so far. I have to admit, I just started doing the budget, but it's been all right, and I think it'll be okay. So that's what it is. If you missed any of this, don't worry. You don't have to listen to the podcast 10 times. I have written everything down pretty much right underneath this podcast. So go ahead and check it out and check out the links. And definitely didn't get paid to do any of this. This is just my own experience that I want to share. And I hope that in the comment section, you guys talk about it and also share your own experiences if you have any tips for the Afive community. All right, guys. Next week, I don't know what we're talking about, but it'll be good. Peace and blessings. Talk to you soon, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Peace.